Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Welcome to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power, and laughter is our only reward. I am your host, Andy. We got the whole crew in the house tonight. He once won a game of Connect Four in three moves. We got Kelly Ray.
Claim to fame.
What's up, guys?
Death once had a near Brian experience. That is a fact.
That's a good one. I like that.
Death wanted no piece of me.
That is definitely a couple of times, in fact.
Wanted no piece of me.
Nick doesn't read books.
Why would you?
But he does stare him down until they just give him the information he needs.
Tell me. Tell it to me.
And nobody fools Dr. Scott. That's why his calendar goes from March 31st to April 2nd.
All right. How long did it take you to write these?
Yeah, a little longer than it probably should have. Okay. Yeah. Right. You can see I faded as I went a little bit.
Get your money back.
Thanks for doing me last.
Yeah, no problem.
Put What's in going a lot on, of guys? Effort there.
It's good to see our coworkers, though. I mean,
it's good to see the colleagues. Yes.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Got my buddy with me and our coworkers.
Yeah. Remember, remember back in the day we used to all get together and hang out besides outside the podcast?
That was a good time. Oh, me and Kelly missed those days. But now it's a distant memory. Now it's two guys hanging out with their coworkers.
How long they've been chewing on that one, you think?
Remember when we got into our 40s and we stopped hanging out all the time?
No,
we didn't say all the time.
No, we didn't.
We didn't say all the time.
Oh, boy. All right. We've got a great episode. It's an all-play episode, just how we like it.
Sweet.
This one is submitted by listeners Callista and Bill, and we were able to get those channeled through Miss Cindy. Thank you again, Miss Cindy, for your hard work, and very little credit for getting it done. But nevertheless, it is on dog breeds.
Man, oh boy.
What does that mean exactly?
I don't know if I can name 10 dog breeds, let alone answer 10 questions about them.
There are 10?
Is this multiple choice?
Yeah, I hope so.
Right. Actually, that would be nice.
Great. 342 recognized.
Large, medium, small. Yeah. We're done, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, we're going to find out. But before we get to that, we got some brain bombs to fuss over a little bit. Oh, yeah, I forgot. There it is.
Better. Did you work on that?
I did not.
It's really? It seems better than the last time.
It's more like a hand grenade than a bomb, you know?
Just a lot quieter on that one, I think. All right. Anyway, all right. So these are quick hitter facts. We got a little color. They're meant to wow you, whether that's overwhelming, underwhelming, maybe a little gross. I don't think there's any gross ones in this one.
That's good.
Brain bomb number one. Let's hear the reaction. Space smells like steak.
Moving.
Wait.
I'm moving to space.
You're saying if out in space, it smells like steak?
That's what.
This is a real thing.
This is a real thing.
How does anybody know that?
Well, I'm going to get to that fact, Nick, because you can't smell anything in space, obviously. You're in the vacuum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But astronauts report a seared steak smell on their suits and gear after repressurization when volatiles hit cabin air. And this is according to the Canadian Space Agency.
Oh, sorry.
And there's no scientific reasoning for this at this point?
Not that anyone's figured out, as far as I found out, anyway.
They
were hallucinating. They were
perhaps, yeah.
Or really hungry. I mean, they're eating that. You're drinking Tang and you're eating pudding up there.
MREs.
Brian, you often smell like steak, but you've never been to space.
No.
He just hangs out with steak. I
think. Like steak.
Surrounds himself in steak.
That's a weird one.
That is very strange. Yeah, never heard that.
You'll never forget it.
Fact check.
All right.
Please do.
Not brain bomb number two. Now, anglerfish we've once visited before, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hang out way down in the deep. They've got this little thing that hangs off of their face, this little dealio. What's that called again? Doctor?
I don't know.
A lure?
I think it's phosphoring. That's what happens out there, right?
The bioluminescence.
Yeah. I only know because of a kid's movie, so.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Well, anglerfish reproduce by fusing with the opposite sex in a parasite-like relationship. Now, I'm going to go ahead and read the flavor on this one because it paints a picture, which is why I chose it.
Okay.
Because I'd like to apply it to other parts of
You're going
to
paint the picture
the
of
animal kingdom.
Fish mating. Okay, let's go.
In several ceratoid species, the tiny male bites the larger female and permanently fuses. Their circulatory systems merge. Enabled by extreme reductions in adaptive immunity, they can carry multiple mates at once. Now,
The women's carrying the mates?
The women are carrying multiple mates.
With a bunch
mates.
Of male fish attached to them.
Constantly reproducing.
Okay, I'm getting an image now. Reproduce. Took me a minute, but I'm getting an image.
Yeah. But I want to apply that to mammals, specifically maybe humans.
Reminds
now,
me of college.
That paints the picture that made me choose this.
Pardon my French, but the fish sounds like a real whore.
That's right.
Does only one in the end, though, actually mate?
I don't know. I didn't go that far.
Because that does sound like an animal.
I got a picture of a bunch of dudes clinging to a woman. And
yes, have you ever been to a club in your 20s?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Yeah.
It's human nature.
I feel like you guys.
So you're talking about a singles bar at like 1:30 in the morning.
Correct.
Precisely.
The last dash.
The ugly lights.
Did you guys miss Scotty over here like picking his yes. hand like he was attaching himself to a fish? Like he was trying to like play it out.
He was trying to visualize it.
Like, yes, he was visualizing. I seen that.
With a very confused face.
Well, all right. We got a good visual of it now. Yeah. All right, we're building. This one's going to blow your mind, guaranteed.
Okay.
All right. I got two facts on the same thing to help paint the picture. I want to, and this actually leads us into question number four. Okay, so this is for context for number four. The difference between 1 million and 1 billion.
The time.
Well, time is one. That's the second one we're going to come to. You take a $100 bill, lay it flat, and start stacking $100 bills on top of them. 1 million gets to about 4 foot.
That's a lot shorter than I thought it'd be, though, honestly.
Right. Well, but think how thin they are. So they are
4 feet. I got you.
Just, that's $1 million.
0.0043 inches.
I hear you.
Well, you know what a dollar bill looks like in 100.
No, it's just bill. It's just saying it's
43 ten thousandths.
Very good. Oh. Good math. Now, 1 Place, billion
placement.
Of the same sure. stacked $100 bills is as tall as 5.7 arches.
So that would be...
For other context, take one World Trade Center 3,000 tower,
and something feet.
Double it.
Wow.
And that is a billion stacked $100 bills.
Wow.
That's incredible.
That is incredible. And I did the math on this like 9 times because I thought I was being lied to when I looked at that.
Wow, I like the time reference.
The time reference is what Kelly's talking about. If you received, well, I'd put it in context of money again.
A million seconds.
If you received at $1 per second, it would take you 11 days to get to
$1 million.
Okay.
Any guesses on how many?
I mean, I know. So
I'll just tell you, it's years. Any idea how many years?
145 years.
Okay, well, now you blew it out of the water. It's 31 years.
Okay. Well, I thought it was going to be crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just like, I don't know, man. My brain is just, it's churning over that. I can't put that into context.
So many billionaires out there, and it's still hard for us normal folk to fathom.
Glad you brought that up, actually.
How many is $1,000? Something we could wrap our head around.
Yeah, I know.
About 8 minutes? I don't know.
In $1 bills.
Might be the thickness of the sole of our shoe, yeah. So we move on to brain bomb number four, because this is the context.
Okay.
At the height of his power, Pablo Escobar was spending about $2,500 per week on rubber bands just to cinch up his money.
I've heard that.
Per year. He was losing $2.1 billion to rats.
Eating money where you're
eating the money.
Wow.
Billion. With a B.
Crime doesn't pay my butt.
62 years.
I mean.
Worth of seconds.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go, right? Yeah. Four World Trade Centers on top of each other. But that's per year, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I had no idea. The amount of money that must have just been flowing. It does estimate it at about 10%, so.
I thought you were going to say he spent $2 billion on rubber bands, and I'm like, that would be crazy.
Well, that's over time, going to have. Right.
A lot of rubber bands.
Yeah.
That's nuts. You bombed my brain, bro.
Well, good. That was the design, okay?
That's the intent.
So, yeah, this is the segment. You guys want to send in some of these fun facts, send them to us individually. You can find our...
There it is.
There it is for Brian. You can find these at our Instagram handles. They're in the show notes there. And send them to us individually so we can blow the others' minds with them. Cool?
Yeah.
Cool.
Brian cracked the beer. Sheldon is ready to begin.
I do believe the all play is ready. So we're talking dog breeds.
Oh, man.
I know it. Here we go. Let's learn a little bit about them. Dogs come in many breeds, each with unique traits, temperament, and skills. The 7 major dog groups are working, herding, sporting, non-sporting, hounds, terriers, and toys. Need them again?
Why?
Okay.
Working, herding, sporting, non-sporting, hounds, terriers, and toy.
Okay.
But they all share one thing in common. Their dogs. Unconditional love, loyalty, and companionship earn them a place in our hearts. Dogs aren't just our best friends. They have an incredible ability to help reduce stress, ease loneliness, and often encourage more active lifestyles. Regardless
for Sarah McLachlan to start coming in any minute now.
In the arms of an angel, baby. Regardless of their size or purpose, they build strong, lasting relationships with their owners, and they quickly become a valued member of their family. I can't argue with any of that. I have three dogs in my house. I have had multiple dogs in my house for over 20 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not the same ones. But, you know, we've crossed the Rainbow Bridge time to visit a farm.
I like dogs. I'm a fan.
Snitch.
But I don't feel good about this episode. I don't think I know. I probably know 10 breeds, especially if I had a list to go off of.
Yeah.
That would be nice. Just a list that we could choose off of. I'd have, I think, at least a shot at this. But
I feel like I've heard of a lot of them, but to recall them upon
I don't feel good.
Description. Yeah.
My money is on you, Andy.
We'll see where it goes.
Oh, okay.
You and Kelly.
I'm thinking, honestly, same thing.
I think, it's between those two.
Andy, I'm a member of the AKC.
I do know.
I don't know what that means, but I'm good for you.
Is that a racist thing?
Yeah, I think so.
It's just an acronym.
Oh, man, we're back to acronym. All right, we ready?
Sure, let's do it.
Sure.
It's time for the main event, our 10-question trivia game on dog breeds. And here's how it works. It's an all-play episode, so we each have two questions, flavor text, and, of course, the answers. We'll take turns hosting the question. We'll all write our answers on our whiteboards. And when we get one right, Nick's going to give us a point.
I promise I will.
Woohoo! And when we get one wrong, well, that's where the fun begins, and I have a feeling there's going to be plenty of those tonight. So buckle in. Let's see who ends up on top today. Who has question number one?
That would be I.
Get it, Doc.
I'm bored.
Let's see what we are getting into here.
Oh, real quick, there is a bonus point, so a possible 11 points.
Wow.
Brian, are you writing the first answer?
We're communicating via...
Correct. Well done. Gotcha. Good job, V.
All right, gentlemen. Question number one. What dog breed derives its name after a northern state in Mexico?
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to write my answer down.
Spelling counts.
Oh, my gosh. No, better not.
Well, Andy, maybe we should tell a little side story about a trivia we did last weekend.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
We were in first place tied with two other teams. It came down to a second tiebreaker. The first one, all three teams got it wrong.
Right.
Second time, it was a question where you had to write the name of a country.
Yeah, that's right.
Once again, all three of us were wrong. So they
You guys didn't know a country?
I'm confused.
We didn't know the right country.
We didn't know the right country. Okay. The answer was Argentina.
Would have got it right.
We wrote Chile.
Right.
And so did another team. And they said, it's going to be between you two because you're the closest.
Geographically.
And then I spelled Chile right, and we were the only team that spelled it right. That's how we won trivia.
Spelling counts.
Amen.
Spelling
man.
Counts.
That's why he's got the pen in his hand.
Yes, I love it.
Dr. Queener.
All right.
This is 100% too short of an answer, but you're going to get that I know what I'm talking about.
This is
what's on my board is too short to actually spell what this dog is.
Gotcha.
Afraid
all right, one more time. What dog breed derives its name after a northern state in Mexico? Let's reveal.
Yeah.
God.
Oh, okay.
Thank maybe goodness.
I
did smell
it right. I think everybody around the room has Chihuahua.
Oh, thank goodness.
You have an N in there, Scott?
Off the
yes.
Chihuahua? Yeah.
Chihuahua?
He got the dog and the drug mixed
Kelly's
up.
He's got like
Mexico.
9 inches over there in his.
This was the only dog
and I could be done. Right.
That had anything to do with Mexico. Is there another one? Don't share, I guess, if you don't want to.
Correct answer is Chihuahua.
Oh, thank goodness.
Spell it.
C H I H U A. H-U-A.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Chili spelled it right.
Is that the bonus point?
Look at you.
No, but that would have been a good bonus point, actually.
But that is correct, the answer you said? That.
It is correct. No. So we're all on the board. Thank you
on
to
the board.
Calista and Bill for taking it easy on us.
At least with the first one.
I mean, I obviously think, now that we know this is the answer, I obviously think of Taco Bell when I think of
Chihuahua. Oh, yeah, of course.
So
I actually have a part Chihuahua in my house right now. I'll tell that story later after I know that we won't talk about the other half.
You say that to your kid?
Part of a Chihuahua?
Well, just like you got his legs or what?
That is disturbing.
Where's the rest of them?
My sister has a Chihuahua, Max. Shout out to Max. Yeah. He looks just like the Taco Bell dog. I think most of them do.
Yeah. I think that's kind of about it. Yeah.
Not a lot of variety in that
They're
breed.
Feisty little
What a brain bomb out of you, Kelly. Jeez.
They all look alike, man.
Flavor text a duck.
Are you prejudiced against Chihuahuas?
All right. I'm going to have to take a deep breath on this one.
Boy. That's lengthy.
It's lengthy. Don't let the size fool you. Prom night. Chihuahuas are bold, confident, and often behave with big dog attitude and can be assertive or territorial. The Chihuahua is one of the oldest breeds in the Americas, believed to be descendants of the Tecachi. A small dog.
That makes sense.
Living at the time of the Toltec civilization over 1,000 years ago. Chihuahuas hold the title for the smallest breed in the world, weighing between 2 to 6 pounds and standing 5 to 8 inches tall.
Toltec was just an answer on Jeopardy just yesterday.
No kidding.
Yeah. Really? Hmm.
So it's barely a dog. Got it.
Yeah, sorry. Didn't mean to deviate from the topic there. But
it's
yeah.
a big rat.
It's a little tiny baby dog.
All right. Ready for question 2?
Sure.
I got it. All right, here we go. According to the AKC, it's actually written out, American Kennel Club, which dog breed was most popular in America in 2024?
I saw this actually, but I don't.
Dang it. Oh, man. So, yeah, okay. We'll talk about it after, I guess. Brian is lost in the distance.
Well, because I actually saw this.
Really?
Oh, you're trying to recall it.
But so I'm just going to go with the one I think wins a lot. But I'm going with the one that I think has been.
I don't know if it was still in 2024. The world is changing.
The world.
I don't.
People like weird stuff now.
I don't think it's right.
Finer breeds now, and that's what I was wondering if something like that played a role.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Does everybody have an answer?
Yeah.
All right. So we're looking for the most popular dog, according to the American Kennel Club, in 2024. I'll get the answer ready, and we can reveal. All right. We have Golden Retriever from Brian, Labrador from Andy, Labrador Retriever from Kelly, Golden Doodle from Scotty. I have Labrador Retriever.
I thought about Labradoodle.
None of us are correct. It's the French Bulldog.
Yeah.
What? Oh, okay. Ugh.
I don't like that answer at all.
Their faces don't.
They're ugly, aren't they?
Look right.
It's an ugly dog, isn't it?
I don't want to offend anybody out there.
Oh,
but
you're going to. Like, you're going to.
Okay. How can you offend someone because you think a dog is ugly? Oh. Well, it is. Well, okay, dude, it's 2025.
You know the answer to that. Yeah.
Dude, the fact on. That the American.
Hey, if you have a French bulldog, run it over the car. Right? Do yourself a favor.
Wow.
We'll edit that.
Disclaimer, we do not all agree with.
Like Brad Thompson, who were not so mad I could kick a puppy.
Wow.
He caught hell for that. He said that after a Cardinals game.
It's a terrible thing to say. I'm trying to French bulldog.
I think they look like a pug, don't they?
They kind of do.
Like they're real flat,
but they're real.
But
they're, aren't they like skinnier though than a pug or a? You know what I mean?
A bit pretentious, maybe.
Most little dogs anymore. Okay.
Their poop don't stink.
Yeah. Well, despite the name, French bulldogs aren't actually French. Well, it's a stupid name. It's not actually a dog. Anyway, they were originally bred as miniature bulldogs in England and were brought to France in the 1800s, where they gained huge popularity. Frenchies aren't known for being big barkers. They're called Frenchies?
Educating us.
Yeah.
Just going downhill.
Due to their flat faces, they can be a bit noisy. In other ways, such as heavy breathing, snorting, and grunting.
Yeah, it's bad, like, bad it's breeding.
Like, it's like Brian.
Brian's new nickname is Frenchie.
Not to mention the snoring. In recent years, the French Bulldog has ranked as one of the top dog breeds in the U.S., the U.K., and Australia.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else to say about the French Bulldog? Not a fan.
Not a fan.
Not a fan.
I feel like the English, we're insulting the French. This is what we think of you.
We're going to make it a stupid dog and give it to the French.
I wanted to listen to all the snorting, wheezing, snoring. I'll just have Brian hang out with me at my house.
Who's got question?
Who's got three?
I got Should number Andrew. Three. Andrew has it. Let's see. Make sure.
Let's kick a brother in the ding ding ding.
Oh, yeah. I'll jump. I'll start harassing somebody else shortly.
Oh, no. Okay. Question number
three. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's good. The question number three. Our mystery solving hero, Scooby Doo, is what breed of dog? Oh, Brian is on the top of this one.
Reagan was always a huge Scooby Doo fan, so I've seen. And actually, of all the cartoons, I actually like Scooby Doo. I can watch Scooby Doo. As far as cartoons go,
I can watch a lot of cartoons.
Yeah, no, I mean I could. But I'm saying I like that probably the most of. I'm talking kid cartoons, not Family Guy and stuff like that.
So you know this for sure.
Family Guy's not a kid cartoon. I gotta stop letting my 7-year old watch it.
Your parenting. Do you know this one for sure?
I have this a good educated idea. Guess. I have a good idea. I'm pretty sure.
But Ryan, you're feeling 100%.
Yeah.
They say it in the show? I don't think I've ever really seen a whole episode or even much
sure.
of
over the course of our lifetime.
I mean, I could be wrong, but I'm almost
positive. You feel good about it?
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Scotty, you got something down?
Feel pretty good.
Oh, Nick, you're going to put a
shot in the dark. Oh, I got something down. I got a shot in the dark.
Okay, everybody ready? Let's see them. We got Great Dane from Kelly and Brian and Scotty, a bloodhound from Nick. I put a pointer. That sounds pretty good.
Great Dane, really.
Although I associate them with gray dogs for
some reason. Yeah, me too.
He's a Great Dane. Good well job, done, yes. gentlemen. Absolutely. No Great Dane. Yeah, I can't think. Isn't Marmaduke a Great Dane, too?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
And he's, another, he's not gray either, actually.
Another Great Dane? Yeah. Taylor Dane.
Very.
Every bit of your head.
Touche. I knew Scott would be with me.
All right. Let's learn about Great Danes. Despite their towering size, Great Danes are gentle giants, typically calm, friendly, and loving. The breed dates back to ancient civilizations with depictions of Dane-like dogs found in Babylonian and Egyptian art. No one really knows how Great Danes became so closely linked with Denmark. However, the modern breed we are familiar with today was developed in Germany, where German nobles used them to hunt wild boar.
Maybe take it turkey hunting, Andy. What do you think about that?
Oh, yes. I can't do any worse than I have. Yeah. So I mean,
talking about
well
cool dogs, though. Like, Kelly's brother has one.
This dog is freaking huge. It's taller than me.
It's like a horse.
Just massive. Yeah.
I don't
look eye to eye with him, right?
I mean, pretty much. I mean, I walk in, his eyes at my shoulders.
Wow. And Kelly's 6'3 over here.
But it's cool. Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Do they live very long?
No, they have a short lifespan. I'm talking like 5 to 7 years.
Something like 7 to 9. But either way, it's short. Yeah. But those, I think they're really cool, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You should have seen. Never mind.
Didn't Scooby Doo have a?
Should have seen the like sack on that dog.
He had one that was
like like he was kind of dopey.
Yeah,
wasn't he? A great,
I was just
great
watching
Dane?
That not too long ago. Okay.
Question number four. Who has that?
Probably BQ.
That's me. That's me.
All right. All right. Keep this finely oiled machine running.
Mm-hmm. All right. Question number four. Name the breed of dog that sits atop the Budweiser wagon that is pulled by 8 Clydesdale horses.
It's not Clydesdale? I'm just kidding.
Name the breed of dog that sits atop the Budweiser wagon that is pulled by 8 Clydesdale horses.
We got ourselves a little advantage over the listeners on this one, I imagine.
I'm not 100% on this.
No, not necessarily 100%, although I feel good about my answer.
Scott, this escapes me every time. What is the name of the song at the baseball game when they play and the Clydesdales run around?
Here comes the king.
Here comes the king.
Nice.
Dang it. I've asked you that probably 10 times.
I don't know where it comes from, but that's the name of it. That's all I know.
St. Louis Cardinals on opening day. Listeners, if you don't know the tradition, have the Clydesdales from Anheuser-Busch come out and, you know, run around the stadium a little bit.
They're also in the Super Bowl commercial every year.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's that's not all they're famous for, by all means. But
so I would.
All right, boys.
Did he already look at the answer?
No, I opened number 9.
Number 9's answer.
But I didn't see the answer though. So
okay.
We're good. I didn't see anything.
Good thing he's a literate.
Scroll around there.
All right.
Dalmatian.
Dummies.
We got
all the way around. Everybody's right on that one.
Good job.
All right, so the correct answer is Dalmatian. So Dalmatian puppies are born completely white and develop their famous spotted coats over the first few weeks of life. The exact origins of the Dalmatian breed are unclear, but they've been used as war dogs, guard dogs, and circus performers in recent history. They are best known as coaches' dogs, whose job was to run along the horse-drawn coaches and fire wagons to protect the horses and equipment to clear the way. Today, Dalmatians remain an iconic mascot of firefighters and engine houses around the country.
Yeah, I would have, I assumed we were going to get a Dalmatian question. I would have associated it, obviously, with the Disney flick
firefighters.
Good fur coats.
And that's what I hear. I mean, I haven't tried one, personally.
Thanks, Disney.
Remember, they make good fur coats. Wow.
You do everything Disney tells you to do?
I don't think I've ever seen a Dalmatian in person. I'm saying like live. Like, have you ever pet one? Seen a Dalmatian?
Yeah,
I haven't.
I don't think I have.
Okay.
Yeah. You think they're a myth?
I've seen them on TV and I've seen them in cartoons.
They're Superman.
They're probably real.
Yeah, probably.
All right, we have question number 5 on dog breeds.
I'm going to need a little energy out of you in this one.
I'm reading it like sweaty.
That's right. That's neat. The
NPR reading.
That's nice.
What is the breed of dog in the 1934 to 1947 movie series, The Thin Man, starring William Powell and Myrna Loy?
Are you kidding me? Did you make that up?
I've never heard any of those words put together.
Wow.
At the same time.
That's all of it. There's no extra clues or anything. I've never heard of the Thin Man.
What is the breed of dog in the 1934 to 1947 movie series, The Thin Man, starring William Powell and Myrna Loy?
Good luck, everyone.
I've never heard of those actors. That actor or actress.
Oh, man.
I'm surprised you guys don't know this.
Got some.
I mean, Brian, you were quick to the board, so I'm impressed.
Did you help write these?
No clue.
Well, no, I know.
I just threw one down because I'm like, I'm not going to get there.
How could you even tell the TV was black and white back then? Couldn't even tell what color it was.
Oh, well.
Who knows what kind of dog it was? How many dogs even?
So that's a hint.
There weren't even dogs back then.
Yeah. I wonder how many dog breeds there even were back that time.
Less.
There's
for sure.
Less than now, for sure.
Everything's mixed with the doodle.
It wasn't 3 millennia ago. Yeah.
It feels like it, though.
It was almost
a millennia ago, though.
Was it a silent film?
Almost a century ago.
We just learned that they were in Egypt, so it's been more than 3
I'll read it one more time, and then we will reveal our answers.
Okay.
What is the breed of dog in the 1934 to 1947 movie series, The Thin Man, starring William Powell and Myrna Loy? Let's reveal, guys.
Here we go.
Scott has Golden Retriever. Nick has a Border Collie. Andy has a Poodle. Brian has a German Shepherd. And I have a Border Collie.
Oh, man. Okay.
Let's hope.
Come on. Come on, Lassie?
I'm thinking Lassie.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, is that what Lassie was?
Maybe that's what they all used to use.
That's the only kind of dog they had back then.
Whoa.
That's not a good sign.
It is one of the ones you said at the beginning, one of the 7...
Okay. That's a category.
Those are categories.
It's one of those. It's a wire fox terrier.
Obviously.
Ah. Fox terrier is acceptable.
Never. Man, have you heard of a fox? Anybody?
Fox terrier, yes.
You have?
Wire fox terrier, no.
Yeah,
I've never. The wire part.
Very wiry.
I don't think so.
Is it wiry?
Asta.
No, wiry one.
Wiry.
Is it Irish?
Asta, the dog in the classic detective films The Thin Man, made the breed incredibly popular in the 1930s and 40s. Originally bred in 19th century England, wire fox terriers were used to flush foxes out of their dens during hunts. Their dense, wiry coat lends itself perfectly to work in rough terrain. They are known for their energetic temperament, always on alert and ready for an adventure at any moment.
Never heard of this kind of dog.
Nope. I mean, you can put a lot of words in front of terrier. Yeah, it's some kind of breed.
I guess.
I just want to see what it looks like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Look that thing up. I've never heard of it. Reason. What is the dog's name again? Aster?
Asta.
Asta. Asta. I've never heard of this dog. Definitely have never seen one.
Oh, I've seen one now.
Have you?
They're goofy looking kind of
dog. I guess.
Long snout. You know, I'll show you a better picture.
It looks like a terrier, but I couldn't distinguish it among any other. Oh, I've seen.
They got a stupid face on that.
Is that a French bulldog?
What a stupid face!
They're just kind of, you know, they're weird looking.
Pringles can hanging up their head.
All right, well, that's five questions. Can we get a score check?
Sure, why not? All right, so currently, hang on, let me move the mic up a little bit. Andy and I have two. The rest of you guys have three.
Wow,
so it's a close race, and we're actually not doing that
only
terrible.
Have two?
Yeah.
Dang it.
What's going on? Did you not know? Are you being serious right now?
No, I'm just kidding.
I don't think I shortchanged it.
No, yeah. You didn't.
That's the halfway mark. So after this, you know, we'll take a break and hear from our sponsors.
Yes.
Who has question number six?
That would be I.
Get it, Doc.
All right, gentlemen, let's see how we're doing.
Terrible.
3 out of 5.
Queen Elizabeth II.
Most recent one.
Was gifted a dog for her 18th birthday.
Oh, wow.
That was a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your question is simple.
What was it?
Name the breed.
Name the breed.
Oh, jeez.
What's a regal dog?
Right.
Is that a thing? A regal? Is that it feels like a breed to me.
Royalty.
I feel like they should give us a little... some more clues, you know, a play on words or something. Give us a little bit of an idea.
It clearly says her 18th birthday, not her 20th birthday, moron.
Oh, man, that's great.
I should just leave the breed I'm writing down on my board until...
Yeah, no kidding.
Until I hit the mark.
Wow.
Let's read it again.
I mean, this is tough.
Yeah.
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 Either know or you don't know. You think Cindy would know this? She's tied into the royal
family. I don't think so. I mean, it's so long ago.
That's pretty, yeah.
20s.
I think my wife is, she's pretty into the royal family. She might know this.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But no idea. What do you got?
Well, Queen Elizabeth II was gifted a dog for her 18th birthday. Name the breed. Do we all have an answer? Looks like we do.
Why not?
Let's reveal. I wrote down Golden Retriever. Nick wrote down English Bulldog. Andy with Poodle.
Sticking with Poodle.
English Cocker Spaniel from Brian. And a Yorkshire Terrier.
Bulldog.
Oh, I like that one. Kelly, that one might make some sense.
Kelly.
In Yorkshire, a thing over there? Like a place or something?
There's pudding or something.
I know there's a pudding. Yeah. That one I did know. It's a French bulldog, isn't it?
I feel like we were really close on this one, guys. It is a Pembroke Welsh Corgi.
Oh, my Lord. Oh,
corgi. Okay. I've heard of a corgi.
The notes say corgi would have been acceptable.
I could even point out a corgi on a picture. I'm pretty sure. So.
I know what a corgi looks like, yes.
Like it's like a fuzzball of a dog, isn't it? And really fuzzy.
I'm not seeing. Short to the ground.
Okay, I have no idea.
Legs. Little legs.
Yeah.
Little legs, yeah.
Small hands, smell like cabbage.
The Pembroke Welsh Corgi. Never thought I would say those three words.
In that order.
Sounds real pompous and arrogant.
While drinking a beer, yeah. All right, here we go. I know you want to learn about them. Despite their royal status, corgis were originally bred to herd cattle, sheep, and horses. In 1107, King Henry I of Britain invited Flemish master weavers to settle in southwest Wales.
You got that right.
Yeah. Is it?
Flemish is a thing, I know. I don't know.
It? Okay.
It has to do with England.
Okay. Capital F, I don't know. Hang with me, listeners. They brought their way of life with them, including their short-legged herding dogs, which became the foundation of Pembroke Welsh Corgi breed. They're known to be loving, playful, and protective, making them wonderful companions for kids and adults alike.
Did they say who gave her? I don't remember the question. Did they say who gave her the dog?
Who gave her the dog?
Yeah.
And why?
And who gives the queen's a dog? Who does? I mean.
I don't know.
That would not enter my thought process at all. No.
That's odd.
If you're giving anybody a pet. You're handing them a responsibility.
Yeah, that's
not a gift.
Here's a bill for about 20 years for a little dog, right?
I mean, costs money.
She's the queen. I don't think she had much.
She's not walking him in the garden.
She never saw that dog again after that day.
But it lived the best life out of most people.
Oh, no, they gave that thing away to somebody. That dog never even
had a bedroom in the East Wing.
Yeah, that dog never entered the castle.
The East Wing. Yeah.
Flemish is referring to Dutch language from as spoken in Flanders, one of the two official languages of Belgium. Flanders?
Yes.
Okay.
Like something to referring Belgium. To Dutch.
Okay.
I like that. Kelly, I think you should do that like with every question. Give us some little like fun thing like
the
that.
The flavor text of the flavor text.
Calling us out when we're wrong.
Yeah, mostly something we don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
right. All right. Ready to move on?
Sure.
All right. I have question number 7. All right. Let's see the next question we're all going to get wrong. All right. What breed of dog is named after a body of water in the United States? Sorry. A little something caught my throat there. So we're looking for a breed of dog that's named after a body of water in the United States.
Just got to give me long enough here. So listeners, go grab a drink real quick.
Yeah. Body of water in the United States. Again, I need a list.
Gulf of America.
Nice.
This is question 7, correct?
I feel like I've heard this somewhere way in the back of my brain.
Oh, yeah. It's just finding. Yeah.
Never going to find it.
I have something that popped in my head, and I feel like it's probably like a term for something like bad or, you know, derogatory.
Oh, like a Cleveland steamer?
Something like that, yes. Oh. Yes. Yeah. That's
rough.
Oh, man. Brian, do you got something?
I might have it.
You might have it, for real? Oh, man. All right. I'm going to write something down.
I don't know if I have enough of it. We'll see.
All right. Kelly, looks like he's still thinking. Doc, you're kind of writing or drawing a picture or something. Andy, you're good?
I have something.
You have something?
Yeah.
Brian's got something. Kelly?
I have something written down, but
oh, you do?
I'm just not confident in my answer.
Yeah. I don't, I've heard this term somewhere, and I have a feeling it's probably if it's right, that's awesome. It cannot be a real animal.
Running through every body of water. Right. I can
so everybody has an answer at least? Yeah. All right.
You're going to like this guy.
I'm going to get the answer ready. All right. Let's reveal. We have Chesapeake from Andy, Mississippi Mudhound from Brian. Favorite. I have that as well, Brian. Mississippi Mudhound. Labrador from Kelly. We have the Chesapeake Retriever from Chesapeake Bay Retriever is correct.
Do I get it from Retriever?
I have no problem with it. The fact you got the Chesapeake.
No, you got Chesapeake.
That's
you're
a
good.
Correct answer.
Doc, you have more of it correct.
Scott,
or you good with Andy?
Well, he forgot Bay, so you're out too. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
I'm good with both of them.
I'm fine with it.
I'm good
Isn't
with
that
both
what he says, though? You got a little Mississippi Mudhound in
it. What's that from? That's from
Vacation. Chase.
Okay,
Christmas Vacation, yeah.
Just let him finish.
if he lays into you, the best thing you can do is just let him finish. That was the only thing that could pop in my head. Mississippi Mudhound.
Like, I'll write it down. Like, I have no clue.
I did not know it was a retriever, I have to admit.
But as soon as I saw the Chesapeake, I'm like, that's it.
I've never heard of the Chesapeake Bay Retriever either. Yeah. I've never heard of these dogs.
I've heard of the dog. I couldn't remember the bay. Wow. Son of a.
I've never seen this dog either. Is anybody familiar with this?
I have a picture in my head, but I don't think it's the right thing. It's the very long hair.
It's like a golden retriever. Very similar.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe white and brown. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. Let me.
So Scott's got 4, right?
Yeah. Let me annotate. So there and that. All right. Well, let's do a little flavor text. I don't know if anybody has anything good to say about the Chesapeake Bay Retriever.
Only good things.
So, in 1807, a shipwreck off the coast of Maryland led to the rescue of 2 Newfoundland puppies, which became the foundation of the Chesapeake Bay Retriever breed. Bred to be tough. Oh, you got a picture of it?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good looking dog.
Not what I had in my head. I have to.
Yeah, retriever like, yeah.
Although the Newfoundland might have been.
Where'd I leave off at?
It was like a lab.
It was a good looking dog. Yeah. Well, muscular looking.
So it was bred to be tough. That's why it's so muscular, Brian. Water loving hunting dogs. They were trained to retrieve waterfowl all day long, often swimming in icy waters and capable of retrieving up to 200 ducks in a single day.
All day.
If they did turkeys. Andy.
Well, I might just switch to duck hunting and get one of these dogs that are going to do all the work for you, right?
Yeah. This made them legendary among the hunting dog world. I added that part in for some reason. I keep breaking this up when I keep talking to you guys. I'm all over the place. I guess they're called Chessies because it says Chessies are known for their keen problem-solving abilities and are happiest when given a job.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Hardworking.
Yeah.
There you go.
Learning right. a lot. Learning, yeah. a,
learning
lot.
A lot about dogs. I'm going to forget all of these names too, I have a feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. Chesapeake Bay Retriever.
Yes.
Question number eight.
Eight is Andy, I believe.
And then we catch up on the scores.
Sure.
Short and sweet. What dog breed is one of Monopoly's favorite game pieces?
Wow.
This is going to hurt.
Because you feel like you should know it,
yep.
and don't.
I just can't come up
pretty good way. Beat. I feel okay about my answer.
Oh, you already have the answer?
I have something written. Yeah.
Oh.
I can see it, but I don't know if I can identify yeah. the breed.
And I don't even know if this is right. I think it is.
You feel like you should know it, though?
Yes, I 100% should know it.
I'm kind of seeing the piece, but not enough to... Be able to give, well, not that I even know dog breeds to begin with. I really don't.
Well, can you see the piece from the game?
A little bit, yes. Yeah. But not really. No. Okay. Does everybody have an answer?
I do.
What dog breed is one of Monopoly's favorite game pieces? Let's see the answers. We got a terrier from Nick, a beagle from Scott, schnauzer from Kelly, Scottish terrier from Brian. I have Boston terrier. Suddenly, I like Brian's answer quite a lot, actually.
What,
do you say?
What answer did you have?
Scottish terrier.
Oh. I feel like terrier should just play if it is any kind of a terrier.
I bet you do.
I do.
It is the Scottish Terrier.
Wow.
Nice work, Brian. Done. Goodness gracious.
If it's not Scottish, it's crap.
Yeah. I very clearly see the animal, the piece.
Yes.
The
game
yes. Is,
but,
right.
It just breed identification.
Apparently, I did not know.
How'd you know it was a Boston Terrier?
It's not.
Scottish Terrier.
Oh, Scott, either one.
I thought it was a
Boston. I said, but that's just Boston.
Boston.
Because we had a Silky Terrier. So I knew
what is that?
What is that? What is one Brooke plus two is four?
Making up terriers.
I got two cats.
My ex-wife and I had a Silky terrier, so I kind of know a few of the terriers. I don't know.
Oh, okay. You
know, I like it.
And I think if I remember correctly, the Scottish Terrier had more of a kind of a shaggy jaw,
like you know a beard. I
mean? Like a beard.
Yeah, that's what
and,
I saw.
And so, like when head. I see the Monopoly piece, I thought it had that.
Definitely.
Kind of, so that's where I went.
Well, I had a Saint Bernard, so I knew it was a Scottish Terrier.
A different dog.
Bravo.
Oh, boy. All right. The Scotty is acceptable in this case. Not Scotty. That it came up. Scotty dogs have a short, sturdy body with powerful legs.
Just like our Scotty. That's the same.
Those are facts.
These legs are made for digging to help them chase underground prey.
This is all
it's actually way funnier it's like than
just,
think about
it's dogs. Like you're just reading Scott's biography.
Those voles in the yard. Remember he's out there running around chasing them?
Really we can put a clothesline on him. He goes back and forth. You know, he likes to dig. Yeah.
All right. Forehead like a,
like a drive-in movie theater.
As one of the oldest of the terrier breeds, the Scottish Terrier originated in Scotland and dates back several centuries. It was originally bred to hunt rats, foxes, and badgers. Scotties are known for their strong will and sharp minds. Oh, great. Although most often depicted with a black coat, Scotties can also be brown, brindled, or gray.
Pablo Escobar should have one of those. Would have saved him $2 million a year on rats eating all his money.
Yeah, well, there you go.
True that.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that was question number eight. Catch us up on the score, Mr. Nick.
All right. So as of right now, I'm trailing by the most. I only have two. Andy, you have three, and so does Kelly. And the brothers, Brian and Scott, each have four.
They're brothers.
Doggy dog over here.
Yeah. They're no dog breeds, and they are lovers.
All right, moving on. Question number nine, BQ.
All right, question number nine, boys. What breed of dog is known as the barkless dog? Hint, it is known to yodel.
What?
I've heard this before.
What breed of dog is known as the barkless dog? Hint, it is known to yodel.
Anybody know how to yodel? That's not yodel.
That's what
Tarzan is.
Sound like you pulled something.
Kelly would know.
Lily.
There you go.
That's not bad.
It's a barkless dog. Didn't know that was even a thing.
I'm just doing Adam Sandler now.
Yeah, right. It's gibberish. All right. Throwing something rando out there. Barkless. Known to yodel.
Even pulled the answer out too early, and you did.
I didn't see it.
I'm messing with you. I'm messing with you. You do have.
I'm thinking about
some integrity.
Some.
Like, yeah.
On air, at least.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. Love you too.
It's your question. We're all waiting on you now.
I know. Whatever. I'm leaving a blank.
Hang on. I'm changing my answer.
Okay. I had a dog. I have a breed in mind, but I can't pull up the breed.
So the question was, we're looking for a dog that doesn't bark,
yep,
but it can yodel.
That's correct. It's been known to yodel.
Oh.
It's been known to. That's correct.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh.
I'm changing.
Last second change?
Yep. Oh, man. Okay. I'm good. I'm ready.
All right. Let's reveal. I have nothing. We got a beagle, a Swiss hound, a sheepdog, and a bloodhound.
Sounds like a cocktail thing.
Everybody's wrong.
I figured.
It's not Irish greyhound, is it?
Is it?
It's a yodel
Basenji? Basenji? Basenji?
Basenji?
Basenji? Basenji? Doesn't matter. Don't bark like other dogs. Instead, they make a variety of unusual sounds, including yodels, often called a baru, due to the unique shape of their larynx. Basenjis, if I'm saying that right, originated from Central Africa. They were bred for hunting and prized for their silent cat-like tracking skills. Basenjis are incredibly clever, fast, and agile. Depictions of the Basenji-like dogs appear in ancient Egypt artifacts.
Never heard of that animal.
I feel like we're going to need to put a poll out when this episode releases to find out who at least has heard of this.
Yeah,
poll.
I've never heard of
it. I bet you it's less than 20%.
Basenji.
Of our listeners.
Anyway. I've never heard of that dog.
I think I've actually heard of it. Really? Say, honestly, yeah.
Wow. We're going to need, no idea. Need a picture some from a fact checker.
While Kelly's getting this question ready, will you pull up a picture of it, B?
Never would have got there. I'm not saying
I've
that
never,
at all.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
No.
Scott, you okay over there?
Doing great.
Okay, just checking.
Appreciate it.
The snarkiness out of you.
He's a little quiet this episode.
You don't have much to say about dog breeds, I guess.
No. Hard.
Yeah.
Hard to think.
This is a tough one. Let me see it.
All right. We're going
to look familiar.
Looks like
never seen one of those before in my life.
I think it looks familiar.
It's like a prissy coyote.
Like that one's pretty,
that's
really
accurate.
It's a big one, though.
That is a
dingo.
I mean, that's
smooth-haired dingo.
That's a good looking dog. That's a good looking dog.
This is a great podcast, by the way. Yeah. We're showing each other pictures. Yeah.
And we don't. And we don't
have
video.
Everybody.
Sorry, this is exciting.
Yeah. Send us money so we can get video.
Make sure our production team puts the pictures of the dogs.
Yeah. Right. Oh, that's a good idea.
That's a great idea. Actually,
Kelly, read question 10 so we can put this episode down.
Way to commit to it, at least. Yeah.
Here we go.
Are you referring to euthanasia?
Yeah,
I believe
it is. Yes.
Maybe.
Question number 10. On the TV series Star Trek Enterprise, what is the breed of Captain Archer's dog? Bonus opportunity. What is the name of Captain Archer's dog? I will read that again since I messed it up.
You don't ask
him. Captain Archer.
I don't know Captain Archer.
Captain on Enterprise. Is this
regular Star Trek?
On the TV series Star Trek Enterprise, what is the breed of Captain Archer's dog? Bonus opportunity. What is the name of Captain Archer's dog?
Do we have to get the first one right to get the second?
It does not say that.
Okay. I'm just asking in case it comes down to it.
We do that stuff. I don't think listeners would.
If you guess, nobody knows it, right? I mean, I have no idea.
No.
Is that fair to say?
I got it.
So if you guess a Star Trek dog's name, I will give you 20 points, dude. I mean, come on.
Man.
All right. I got two answers down. Captain Marker.
Just guessing dogs.
Yeah.
I feel like my guess looks almost educated, but it's not at all.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. There's a little thought process to what I have here.
Sure.
Slight one.
These listeners watch shows that we do not watch.
Well,
Thin Man and
Calista and Bill, at least.
Yeah, Star Trek Enterprise. I've never even heard of Captain Archer.
I have not either.
That's a cartoon on
Archer. I've heard of Archer, yeah.
Came as Halloween.
All right. Do you guys need the question again or just reveal?
Have you read it twice, at least, for the listener?
I have.
Oh, I think we're okay, then.
Let's reveal our answers, guys. We got Scott. He has a German Shepherd, and the name he...
There's no way that big.
Shot in the dark is Kirk.
The Enterprise. Get out of here.
Scott had German Shepherd and Kirk. Nick has Basset Hound and Nova. Andy has Shih Tzu and Spock. Brian has German-haired Pointer and Jupiter.
Love it.
Nice. What'd you have?
And I have Australian Shepherd and Galaxy.
Yeah, okay. I like that. That's a good one, actually.
We're really creative, guys. That's all I'm going to say.
We're wrong, but we're sound a
really
bunch.
Dumb.
We should write our own Star Trek show after this.
No, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. The answer is a beagle.
Oh, I actually wrote beagle to start with. Bugger. I really did.
Nobody had beagle?
I wrote it to start with, and I erased it.
Okay. The name of the dog is Porthos.
So close. So close.
I actually did write. I actually had started with beagle.
Yeah, I should have
left my board.
I should have left it alone. I still wouldn't have got.
I figured there couldn't have been a big old dog running around the Enterprise, right? This is a lap dog of some kind.
That's what I was thinking. Basset Hound. They're kind of lazy, fat or dogs, you know?
Wow. That's fat shaming a dog.
I owned one for a period of time when we were growing up.
Bloodhound? Did you?
No, Basset Hound.
Basset Hound?
Yeah. Try to walk it. And
Bloodhounds are like bigger. They're not fat, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the Basset Hound, we would try to take it for a walk, and it would flop down in the neighbor's yard. And that was as far as we went. Yeah. As far as we went.
He's like, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm good. Go ahead, Kelly.
All right, with one of the best noses in the dog
Sounds
world.
Sounds good.
With one of the best noses in the dog world, beagles have around 220 million scent receptors. Compare that to humans with only about 5 million. The origins of this ancient breed have been the subject of conjecture and shrouded in mystery for centuries. By the 1500s, most English gentlemen had packs of large hounds that tracked deer and smaller hounds, the beagle that tracked rabbits and hares. They're playful, social, and tolerant, making them a perfect family pet. And the name of the dog, Porthos, was named after one of the Three Musketeers.
Oh, nice. All right, look at that.
What are the name of the other two Musketeers?
D'Artagnan
is one of the other one I know. And I only know that because of Stranger Things.
Yes. I can't think of the third one.
Oh, man.
Porthos? Mythos? I don't know. I have no idea.
Imagine the amount of steak smell that beagle had on that.
Oh, God. He wanted to eat himself.
I don't know if he did spacewalks.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
That'd be cool, though.
Maybe, that was 10 questions. Do we have... I think we might have
a tie, actually. We have a tie.
A tie?
So. I want a Three Musketeers candy bar now. That's where I'm at.
So the final tally, I ended with 2. Let's see here. Andy ended with 3, and so did Kelly. And the brothers, Scott and Brian, ended with 4. We have a tie.
They're brothers.
Ooh, and I get to read the tiebreaker.
All right.
Are you gentlemen ready?
Let's go. Brian.
All right.
Brian. Yeah.
I'm pulling for Brian.
You better not throw this.
I'm going to write one.
Don't throw it.
I'm just going to write one.
Don't throw it.
All right. This is a two-part question.
What?
This is bullcrap.
Give me a chance. Give me a chance.
Complicated.
All right. How many total siblings does Snoopy have that made an appearance in the Peanuts comic strip and TV specials?
How many siblings?
Siblings. So, brothers and sisters.
First off, did not know he had any siblings, so that's where I'm at.
That one might be wrong with you.
How do you not know that?
I don't know.
I'm going to guess it's a letter.
Right. So it says, how many total siblings does Snoopy have that made an appearance in the Peanuts comic strip and TV specials? And then it says, list the number of brothers and the number of sisters. So it wants to know how many total, and then how many were brothers and how many were sisters.
Okay.
So
I feel like that's like a second layer.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Say if we tie the first one.
We'll go to that. So they both said 100, then it would come to the breakdown. I did not know that Snoopy had siblings.
I no idea.
That's... Snoopy, Doopy, Poopy.
Loopy.
Loopy. Droopy.
Groopy.
You think they're all named that way?
And mean.
Shoopy.
Rabbit.
And George.
The black sheep.
And Kent.
So how do you determine the winner when you got three numbers on the board?
Well, I wouldn't list the second.
We're just going to do the number of the number of siblings first, and whoever's closest.
So, unless
it's a tie.
If somebody gets whoever's closer on question one, we'll determine that's the winner. If you both are that close, then we'll go to the second one.
It's a second tiebreaker.
Got it.
Okay. I wrote down three numbers. Is that correct?
I would erase.
Yes.
I wouldn't.
Just do the number. Just do the number of siblings
now. You're going to do the total number of siblings.
Oh, don't write.
No,
I have all three down.
No. You can leave it for now. You can leave it for now.
Yeah.
But we're going by the first number, the total number of siblings, whoever's closest.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And if you guys somehow tie on that, then we'll go to the breakdown.
Okay. Got it.
Sure.
And if you guys tie on that, well, I don't know what plan the B breakdown. Is after that.
Then we're going to fight.
All right, let's reveal. Brian has 8 and Doc has 4. The correct answer is 7.
Hey!
And the crowd goes wild.
And you actually...
The drought is over.
Yes. And you had it correct. It was 5 brothers.
Oh, look at that.
It was 5 brothers and 2 sisters. Wow. Big job, B.
Let me just say this. The last time I won, we were in Kelly's studio still.
Yes.
First win in the new studio.
We should have had a bottle of champagne handy.
Yes, we should.
A cork popping.
We did. Of. Brian drank it already.
After he lost.
Man, that's nice awesome. Job. Well done,
Bravo.
Brian.
Yeah. Bravo.
We do have a closer question here, a little topic of discussion, and it's just to share some dog stories, if you have any.
Oh.
Good, bad, or ugly. It does say specifically what's your favorite dog story or memory from one of your own dogs.
I have my worst dog story.
I have a, you know, a bad one.
You have two or three.
Of course, I have multiple that I want to share.
Yeah. I have one that I would tell, and it's a bad one. My dog was getting older. I think she lived to be like 17 or 18.
Mm-hmm.
She was elder in age. She wasn't able to control everything. The bigger problem with that is we have a robot vacuum.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, yes. I remember this.
Take from that what you will.
Yep.
She couldn't handle it. You know, she couldn't control everything. The robot didn't know any better.
Pushed it around.
That was a tough day. Yeah, it was like first thing in the morning, too. Wow. Like, I was livid.
That's a rough one.
That was tough. We had a guy came in, and somehow my wife found somebody. Got there within like an hour, took care of it. No stain, no smell, nothing.
Bless that guy's soul.
No, that wasn't too long after that. The dog was taken care of humanely.
I know a guy.
Over the Rainbow Bridge, right?
Yeah. It's lovely. That's my most memorable and terrible dog story. Yeah. Just awful.
I had a stuffed alligator when I was 3. We had this chow, and his name was Bo. And I was devastated when he absolutely destroyed it. I don't know.
Why did you have a stuffed alligator?
I was 3 years old, man. You know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you remember?
Not a taxidermy alligator.
a toy.
Good call. Okay, I see where you're at.
I was
you
going
remember
with
a story from when you were 3?
Yeah, my first memory was just before I turned 2, as a matter of fact. I was a helicopter.
Psycho.
Your first tattoo when you were...
That's right. That's exactly right. I did teach a dog to hug me, though, to give me like a hug. Like on command.
Really?
I could drive you right to where my first victim's buried. No problem.
Wow. Also, when you were 3.
Right.
Go ahead, Andy. So you have a stuffed alligator. You're 3. You have this dog. What was the story?
It's the end of the story. I just, you know, like
the worst story I've ever heard. It. Like, and I saw the Barbie movie.
Didn't say a good story. Didn't say a good story. It said your favorite story. Oh, okay. I don't have a lot of like intense dog stories.
I guess
I can tell mine. You guys all know it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
I had a St. Bernard.
Yeah.
I was a young man, adolescence, puberty,
mm-hmm.
age frame.
Okay.
The girl that was coming over to my house to listen to R&B tapes. I think my dog was, she was scared of my dog, so I had to let my dog outside in the summertime in the heat. And after
some R&B,
we
thank you.
I took a nap and my dog ended up having a heat stroke.
Oh, overheating.
Wow.
Terrible. Yeah.
Worth it.
Debbie Downer.
I mean, mine's a traumatizing. Not as bad as that.
Yeah, and I could tell that story better on, you know, closer friends.
Right.
So more descriptive.
So you were R and her B and you let your dog outside.
And
the dog died because of heat exposure. Yeah. That's another terrible story. Scotty, tell me you have a good one.
Oh, no, I mean, mine's somewhat traumatizing. Oh, I'm a little leery around larger dogs because when I was in either first or second grade, it was right out of an 80s movie, I was chased down an alley while riding my bike from a large dog.
Are you sure this wasn't an 80s movie?
Because you had sausages in your pocket.
First grader with sausages?
You can see, yes. You just packing sausages for lunch right at school and stuff in your pocket.
Sounds accurate.
Yeah. Great visual.
All right.
Little Scotty running.
Yeah. Sorry. When you think I'm small now, imagine little Scotty first grader.
I can.
Deer sausage.
Sorry, keep going. I apologize for interrupting your story.
No, it's fine. I mean, I don't want to tell any more of it.
Did the dog catch you? Did it bite you?
No, it did not.
Just scared the crap out of you.
Yeah. So, I mean, so I'm a little leery around a, when I first meet a larger dog, I'm, you know, what's going to happen here?
take sausage out of pocket.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Get rid of the pocket hot dog. Step one.
That's some small hand.
Brian, do you have one that's not peanut butter related?
So our dog, Peanut, Silky Terrier.
Oh, wow.
Broke eyes dog. He got out, hit by a car.
Oh, man. This is terrible.
So we're going to put him down.
Yeah.
And Brooke somehow got word of this. She was in Mexico at the time, called, said, you're not putting that dog down. Found a surgeon in Champaign, Illinois.
She was in Chihuahua, Mexico.
Oh.
Yeah. Champaign, Illinois. $7,500 to repair the dog.
Oof.
Yeah. And then a few months later, need another surgery. So we had to go down to Heron. Oh, and now it's on Brooke and I, and it was almost a grand. Oh. And you, like, we both of us, like, we wanted to put it down, but it's like, Connie, you just dropped $7,500. You can't, you know what I mean? So it's like, we felt like we were forced, and we both love this dog, but, you know.
So you saved the dog out of obligation?
Pretty much.
It was not because of the implication.
Because of
this. Nice.
And then he lived, I mean, he only lived a few more years. I'm saying it totally wasn't worth it.
Totally wasn't worth it.
No, it was a good dog, but seriously, you talk about, you gotta, you know.
I don't feel like any of us should own pets at this point.
Like, how good was his life?
I had a dog, absolutely wonderful pet.
Yeah.
Very athletic, tons of fun to like play catch with and stuff like that. Tore his ACL. Got it fixed.
Dogs have ACLs.
$4,000 later.
What?
A month later.
Tore his other ACL.
Tore his other ACL.
No, come on.
See?
And he limped sometimes. He really didn't seem all that affected by it, so we let it go, and he was fine with it for the most part.
But like Peanut, after the first one, like, he had to be in the kennel for like almost 24 hours a day.
It was the worst. That's
and it's
part
like
of the
this
reason.
Is just what I'm saying. Like, is it worth the dog? Because the dog doesn't understand what's going on.
You don't know that.
And it's like, so terrible.
The dog was thankful that you guys saved his life.
I really doubt that. He wouldn't have known. I love dogs, but I mean, it's just sad. Yeah.
These are all just bad stories.
Oh, yeah, they are. I would love to hear somebody getting saved from a well or something, if anybody's got one of those.
That would be a Lassie story.
Yeah.
Okay.
What? Well, way to end it on such a high note.
Yeah.
Well, we've all owned dogs.
Yes, we have.
Correct.
And we should never again, it sounds like.
Yeah, we're all terrible at it, evidently.
There's no instruction manual that comes with a dog.
All right. Well, Calista and Bill, thank you very much.
I know we've been poking fun.
It has been a wonderful time playing the All Play. We all enjoy that so very much. And listeners, we invite you to write your own version. And yes, we'll probably poke a little fun at you like we poke fun at each other. That's just how
they're part of the show now.
You are a part of the show.
You're part of the show. So for the for that episode, they're a crew member. We're going to make fun of them.
No doubt about it. And let's not glaze past BQ. Getting off the schneid.
W.
Good work, baby.
Feels good.
I bet it does. Yeah. Good for you.
All right. And that's going to do it for this episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe. Hit the subscribe button right now. Did I say that right? Subscribe button right this minute. And leave us a review while you're at it. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. Until then, keep your brain sharp and those bellies laughing. Woof, woof.
Hey, trivia fans, we're excited to partner with Warrior Logo Wear, a veteran-owned company bringing you exclusive Ultimate Trivia Podcast apparel. No minimum orders, just high-quality gear so you can rep your love for trivia and style. You can shop now at the Ultimate Trivia Podcast through a link on our website, or you can customize your own clothing at www.warriorlogowear.com.